This is the show.
If somebody in the woods, do they pay any extra impact fee for additional services?
At ToddTaxpayer.com.
Whatever their qualifications or the results produced, members of the Nevada Vision Stakeholders Group have been handicapped from the beginning, thanks to State Senate Majority Leader Stephen Horsford and his outside constitutional procedure to fund the stakeholder group through a partisan vote at the State Board of Examiners. Ah, boy. What a complicated mess of state bureaucracy and taxpayer money waste. You know, they really never had a chance to produce anything but an academic reason to raise current taxes and create new taxes in Nevada. They even brought in an expert from Washington, D.C. to chair the group because Mr. Horsford didn't feel anyone else in Nevada was qualified to do the job. And he's probably right, because Nevadans don't want higher taxes. Shh. Don't tell anybody that part. How else can legislators force something nobody wants? You know, instead of taking responsibility, they blame an anonymous group who knows more than the rest of us dumb voters, of course. You know, and then they push the agenda forward with this academic excuse. Let me see if I can pull it off here. It sounds kind of like this. You voters don't understand the need, and I can't seem to explain it. So let's just go with whatever this smarter group of people says, and then I'll force an unwanted policy and tax with that excuse. That's what an unaccountable elected official always says when something like this happens. At a cost of $250,000. Sound familiar? Well, it should, because they do it all the time. You know, taxpayers need watchful eyes and sharp ears to know the truth. So goes the Nevada Vision Stakeholders Group, which now finds itself lost in a clunky process without much work to show for it. Months of meetings by public officials who are supposed to be working back at the office, okay, not at the stakeholders, and over $250,000 of tax money spent. Now, just listen, ladies and gentlemen, listen for yourself to the sound of the clunky process, you know, and try to determine, is your money being well spent?
The Super Train to Reno stood out as a idea. I don't think we've discussed improving the highways to Reno, let alone the Super Train spaceship.
Correct. Now, from our perspective here, this has been a clunky process, but the idea behind the summarized skeletal document here was to inform us really about what we need to flesh out in the main report. So today, really, what I really need from you all, whether we go through a line by line, you know, vote or not, is really inconsequential. I think what we really need from you all, though, is this sense of consensus that we haven't had to date. This document, in a lot of ways, is just reflecting brainstorming and things that, for the most part, seem to have a widespread super support. But in no way, you know, is this a summary of the consensus of the group. So in order to flesh this out, in which the full report will, you know, flesh these ideas out and the ones that you guys adopt and wed the recommendations that you like, we're going to certainly flesh these out more and try to quantify their impacts. But in order to do that, I need some guidance. And so today, you know, in particular with your comments, I'd really love to get an idea of what you feel strongly needs to be in there and to see whether or not that we can get any kind of consensus with the group on those components.
Moody's have been working hard. This has been a big unwieldy project. It's kind of, you know, a sausage works. People have been commenting on the sausage manufacturing, as a matter of fact. Moody's said things like, there's no bad idea. So you believed them, and you threw all that up. And then it all got recorded. And then the assumption in the media is that's what we're advocating. We'll see. I doubt that, for example, the train to Reno is going to stand the scrutiny. You know, a spaceship to Reno maybe might be. I was hoping for that, actually. But, you know, what we did is we went through brainstorming. And then they took all the stuff down. They said, there's no bad idea because it's brainstorming. And then all the ideas we had, you know, out of left field, out of right field, out of wherever, all got not recorded. And now folks are imagining out there that, you know, we're going to just go ahead and pass that uniformly. Yep, that all works for me. Well, that's not going to be the case. The other thing is that at the moment, we only have an executive summary of a document that doesn't exist. So let me propose something. I think we're going to have to finish our work. I think we're going to have to let Moody's finish its work. We're going to need an entire document. And we're going to get an entire document, and then we're going to have a basis for the final discussion. Today, I think our highest and best use, we have everybody here from Carson, is to actually go around this room, and everyone can comment directly to Moody's on where they see this document now, and look to things like, did they accurately reflect the comments you made? Did that get in there in the way you thought it would? What can you do to suggest improvements to this document so that when we get the final document, we have some basis for a final discussion?
You know, when the underlying plan is to raise taxes and create new taxes in Nevada, the goal is very easy to see. Explaining the reasoning behind it is the hard part, especially to someone who just lost their job, maybe upside down in their home, has lost value in all their other investments, and had their taxes go up every month of the last year, thanks to broken promises from politicians in Washington, D.C. and Carson City. You know, the question the Vision Stakeholders Group should ask Moody's, you know, just come out and ask them, quote, how can we fool the people of Nevada without them knowing about it? That's really the question these people should be asking Moody's. Quit dancing around the whole thing. Quit fishing around for consensus on empty policy statements. Because that's what they got, ladies and gentlemen. Just empty policy statements. They don't mean a thing. You know, listen again to some members of the Vision Stakeholders Group as they start to figure this out and are getting just a bit uncomfortable. Because they know you are watching and listening.
The whole idea of the process and how, and I think this idea of going around and each of us giving our input is an outstanding one. But at some point in time, we also need to talk with one another and have a conversation together as a group, as opposed to just individually. As long as we can continue to individually give our input to Moody's, and that we will never come together in terms of having a discussion with each other as to what is the priorities, what maybe needs to be emphasized differently. And so I would put that out to us as a challenge for how, because there's comments made in here about there was group consensus, and I must have missed that meeting because I don't know where we ever had the chance to have a consensus. And if we want to have a consensus, that's great. But I think we need to have that opportunity in order to do that.
That is absolutely right. There never has been an open conversation about the role of government and the role of personal responsibility at the Nevada Vision Stakeholders Group. It's just assumed. Okay? Just assume there's agreement on this. You know, that should have been the first thing decided on, not the last. Now listen again as one member of the Vision Stakeholders Group describes how a one-size-fits-all approach to education does not work, does not accurately reflect Nevada's educational accomplishments that happen every single year and every single day.
So if a kid does not get over the one low hurdle in one area, they cannot graduate, but they might be amazing in a few other areas. So I think we need multiple pathways to graduation. And just as a little anecdotal evidence, I had a student several years back who he's in electrical engineering at Boston University right now, and he was great in math. He passed the English portion of the HSPE, which is the high stakes exam, but he took to the very final administration, May of his senior year, to pass the writing because he was a recent immigrant from Taiwan. So he had been in our school for 4 years, but we were a few points and a few days away from not letting him walk to graduation and not giving him a diploma, yet Boston University was saying, we cannot wait to have you. We're giving you money and come do some amazing things. So that's an example of a person that has some amazing strengths and gifts, but we're capping, we're we're capping the strengths. We're not allowing people to be recognized in that sense. And on the high side of that, instead of having everybody clear these tests by the minimum, if we were to tie some of the state aid, like Millennium Scholarships and some of those things, to just blowing these tests away, then the whole system might be taken more seriously. Because, you know, I think there are a bunch of middle school students that could pass these tests right now, and there are some high school students that would take years, maybe into their mid-20s, to pass every single one of them. So we need to have some sort of differentiation there.
How many times have we had a group just like this, Vision Stakeholders Group? How many times has a group like that come out and promise something, okay? All these promises on how everything is going to be so much better if we will only vote to support tax increases, okay? All the time. You give us this, we'll give you that. Just trust us. Well, listen to a member of law enforcement complain that after voters hold up their end of the deal, somehow there's a switcheroo. And the money goes somewhere else.
When you talked about consolidating public safety departments, I didn't want it to... That's not the end-all be-all for reform in public safety. And so although consolidation may help in different areas, I think that the fundamental structure of it may need to be addressed, not unlike what Metro did many years ago. And I speak about that because we're all talking, you've seen the news about funding and this, that, and other. And taxpayers have paid extra tax fundings for public safety, but that doesn't always equate to more people or where it's supposed to go. So I wanted to, when we talked about stabilizing those fundings, not only stabilizing them, but a clear oversight of where they're supposed to go.
Now, I just wonder if they realize that's exactly what's going on at the Nevada Vision Stakeholders Group. Okay, do the people who are sitting on this panel realize that they are a part of the next switcheroo? I don't think they do. You know, here's a group where the majority, okay, something like 76% of the people on this panel are people who directly benefit from taxation. Over half are actually public employees. Okay, we chose these people to develop an academic reason to raise current taxes and create new taxes in Nevada. You know, what'd you think was going to come out of this? You know, and when it's completed and implemented, the funding is going to be used for something completely different, ladies and gentlemen. It happens every time. You know, no matter how clunky, this is the true goal, okay? And if it's allowed to move forward, this is what will happen. With whatever it is the Nevada Vision Stakeholders Group comes up with.
You've been listening to The Show at ToddTaxpayer.com.
Am I done? Am I finished?
If you have something to say, call 877-932-4WEB. That's 877-932-4932. And leave a comment for The Show.
There was a shoebox with a phone book in it.
And the kick in the can thing.
Okay.
No one envisioned
The Show at ToddTaxpayer.com.